Plainfield Mayor Adrian Mapp on an email chain last week urged his fellow Union County Democrats to back former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg for president. "I am sure you'll agree with me that our biggest problem is number 45, the current occupant of the White House," wrote Mapp, now in his second term as mayor of the Union County city. "I am calling on all trustees to come together and coalesce around a presidential candidate who can defeat Donald Trump," the mayor added. "Having looked at all the candidates and their likelihood of success, I have arrived at the conclusion that there is only one person who is best positioned to defeat Trump. We should not allow perfect to become the enemy of progress, and we should not be looking for the perfect candidate but the best one. Hence, I call on my fellow trustee chairs to join me in standing with Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He is the one candidate who is best suited to defeat Trump. Mike Bloomberg will be our next president." The candidacy of U.S. Senator Cory Booker, D. New Jersey, bottled up New Jersey establishment Dems from endorsing anyone else, but he dropped out of the race for president in January. Party members have mostly been reticent to declare their loyalty to a replacement, especially as former Vice President Joe Biden has wobbled through Iowa and New Hampshire. The financially explosive Bloomberg campaign has been steadily rolling out endorsements in New Jersey, among them U.S. Representative Mickey Sherrill, U.S. Representative Josh Gottheimer and Patterson Mayor Andre Zag. But the candidate's widely panned, timid and tepid first debate performance on Wednesday caused at least one Union Dem to quietly scoff at Mapp's effort to get the organization to push the go button on Bloomberg for president.